Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
Years ago, I was called to the bedside of a seriously ill man. As we visited, I answered his question about the angels. He said to me, "I discovered as a grade school student that God is eternal and things about God and the church are so vast. I have learned something new practically every day of my life." We then prayed together this prayer. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love entrust me here, ever this day be at my side to guard and light, to rule and guide. This charming prayer reminds us of the power of the angels, especially our guardian angels who are assigned to us by God. This past week, we have been thinking a lot about angels. The 29th of September, we celebrated the Feast of the Archangels, and on October 2nd, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Angels were created before earthly time. They have a special and intimate relationship with God, and sometimes are sent as special messengers or given special tasks. They are pure spirits without bodies, who have great intelligence and strength, and are extremely holy. The angels are traditionally ranked in 9 choirs, as we find them referred to in the Old Testament. Seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels. St. Michael is one of the archangels. 3 are named in Holy Scripture: Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. But Scripture also indicates that there are 7. St. Michael's name in Hebrew means, "who is like unto God," as that was reportedly his cry as he cast Lucifer and the fallen angels out of heaven. Quis ut Deus. The Bible refers to St. Michael as one of the chief princes and as leader of the forces of heaven in the triumph over the forces of hell. Since the earliest times in the church, St. Michael has been considered the chief of all the angels. Gabriel is considered a messenger of God as he brings messages to the prophet Daniel and Zechariah, and also, and perhaps primarily, to the Blessed Virgin Mary to announce the conception of our Lord. St. Raphael is considered the medicine of God. In the book of Tobit, he heals Tobit from his blindness. He guides the young Tobias on a long journey. He casts a demon into the desert, and then he helps young Tobias find a suitable spouse. Guardian angels are appointed to each person at the time of conception and are given to each of us to guide us, defend us, and offer us protection. They guard us against the attacks of the demons. They preserve us from evil, and they guide us toward the right path. It is understood that God assigns guardian angels not just to people, but to parishes, states, nations, churches, in short, any human entity which cries out for the guidance and protection of God. I mentioned that every person from the beginning to the end of the time has a guardian angel, that is, all but one. Jesus, as God the Son, did not need a guardian angel. Instead, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, he was assigned a ministering angel to assist him in his divine mission. Today is Respect Life Sunday, which means we pray for and dedicate our actions to respect for life, from conception to natural death. God assigns us a guardian angel at the time of our conception, so the infants in the womb have guardian angels and also need our protection. Our guardian angels never tire throughout life, so the elderly too benefit from the assistance and guidance of the holy angels, and their lives too are gifts from God. So on this Respect Life Sunday, I would urge you to turn in faith to our Lord and ask how you might pray or work to prevent abortion, genetic experimentation, euthanasia, or assisted suicide. I will end by sharing that as a seminarian, I got out of class on Wednesdays at 12:30 and had to teach in a girls' academy one year at 12:50 every Wednesday. The academy was 20 miles south, in a very busy Frederick, Maryland. So on days when I was particularly late, I would often send my guardian angel to save me a parking spot near the academy. When I really needed it, there was one right in front of the school. My guardian angel came through over and over. Although parking was a great problem also in Rome, where I lived for 10 years, I didn't send my guardian angel because I figured with the crazy Italian traffic, I needed my guardian angel at my side rather than looking for parking to protect me as I drove through the streets. Do call upon your guardian angel. Trust the guardian of God, your guardian dear, entrusted to you by God. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.